Good morning and Chodesh Tov, a good new month. Today is the new month of Elul, second day actually of the month of Elul, last month of the year. And welcome to today's edition of A Daily Dose of Torah entitled The Secret to Knowing When to Move On. First, the Hayom Yom, the Chassidic teaching for today. And that is a teaching that was conveyed by the previous Rebbe, who received this teaching from his father, and grandfather, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe. When he was 9 years old, the Tzemach Tzedek, that is the third Rebbe, his grandfather, the Alt Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, told him, quote, "I received a directive from my mentor, who was the Magid of Mizritch, Rabbi Dovber of Mizritch, who received it from his mentor, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of the Hasidic movement, who received it from Achia HaShiloni. Achia HaShiloni was a prophet from the biblical era that was a mentor of the Baal Shem Tov over 1,000 years later." How they communicated, only for our imagination. So the teaching that he received from this prophet was that in the course of each day, from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's today. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which means a new month of Elul. So today is the first of Elul. From today onward until Yom Kippur, one should recite each day an extra three chapters of Tehillim, of Psalms. So today we do chapters 1 through 3. Tomorrow, 4 through 7, and so on and so forth. This is all published in the back of numerous editions of Psalms, how the days of Elul leading and up to Yom Kippur are apportioned in terms of the additional recitation of Psalms each day. Then, on Yom Kippur itself, we recite an extra 36 chapters, 9 before Kol Nidre, 9 before going to sleep on the night of Yom Kippur, 9 after the Musaf service, and then 9 after the Ni'ilah service, such that we complete, there are 150 chapters in Psalms, and we complete the entire book starting today and culminating on at the conclusion of Yom Kippur. Now, if one did not begin this program on the second day of Rosh Chodesh El, which is today, one can begin on whatever day one remembers and make up for whatever chapters of Psalms one has not said. So there's a lot of Lior checking in from Italia. Chodesh Tov to you. Stephanie from Philly. Okay, so there's a lot of history to this day. We actually here, we just concluded services and blew the shofar. Today we start to blow the shofar as well. Today, on this day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, is when Moses ascended Mount Sinai for the third and final time to seek forgiveness from God for the sin of the golden calf, the breaking of the tablets. He was on Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights and came back down with the second set of tablets on Yom Kippur. Second set of tablets were the ultimate indicator of God's forgiveness and that the people were able to make amends for what they had done. So he understood the unique timing of this time, the month of Elul. Every Jewish month has a particular energy associated with it. And the energy of this month is mercy. Rachmanut, mercifulness and compassion. He understood that this was an appropriate time, a propitious time to plug into that energy and to pray to God for forgiveness. And that is the reason behind, A, we blow the shofar today, because when Moses ascended Mount Sinai today, the shofar was blown so that everybody was clear when he was going up on Mount Sinai and understood that he was praying on their behalf. This is also the reason behind this custom of adding an additional three chapters of Psalms. As we know, Psalms has a unique power itself to elicit divine mercy. So this is a time of year when we're looking for that And that's why we increase in the recitation of Psalms each day. So wherever you are, whatever time zone, if you don't have a book of Psalms of Tehillim, I strongly suggest that you procure one. You can do that. You can go to kehotonline.com, K-E-H-O-T, online.com, and look for Tehillim, Book of Psalms. They have Hebrew, English editions. There's also ones with commentary. And you'll also find there a table that shows you how to, which three psalms of the Tehillim are added each day from today onward. That's the Hasidic teaching for today, the Yom Yom. Today's Tanya, we just quoted the Alter Rebbe and this teaching from him. In today's Tanya, the Alter Rebbe talks about the power of mitzvot, of the commandments. And what he says is that they are infinite media of connecting to God, packaged in finite packages, which means that the mitzvot come from an infinite source and are of infinite importance to God, and yet he packaged that infinite need of his for, in terms of the mitzvah, in finite packages. In other words, there are 613 mitzvot, and each one has their own particular parameters, appropriate time for their performance, and so on, and we do them within the framework of time and space and engagement of material objects, which are all finite by definition. Whether it's leather straps for tefillin and mezuzot, whether it's wool for tzitzit, whether it's flour for challah, matzah, etc., etc., we are engaging in material objects that are all finite in by nature. And yet, through the finite engagement of material things, we are able to tap into infinity. Because that's only something God can do, which is to package something infinite and something finite. And that's because God himself is beyond the parameters of infinitude, and therefore can combine the two. But that's something itself that requires a little further unpacking. But suffice it to say, therefore, that every mitzvah is of infinite importance to God, and we can tap into that infinite connection to him via the finite engagement of the mitzvot. That's the Tanya section for today. In today's Torah section, which is the second section of the Torah portion of Shoftim, which gives the title for today's daily dose, the secret to knowing when to move on. The Torah in today's section talks about the laws of a Jewish king, a monarch, and various restrictions. He's not allowed to marry too many wives, and the Torah says he shouldn't have too many horses, because he might be tempted to go back to Egypt to get some Arabian horses into his stable, or Egyptian horses. The Torah says going back to Egypt is a no-no. There's no going back to Egypt. Once we left, there's no going back. Now, why is there no going back to Egypt? So the mystics, the sages of the Jewish mysticism, tell us the following. It is because there's nothing for us to do there. Namely, because we were in Egypt for 210 years, whatever mission we needed to accomplish was already accomplished. And what that means is, embedded within all of the universe are sparks of divine energy. And the human presence and the Jewish presence in a particular locale is to elicit those sparks of divine energy through utilizing that particular environment in the service of God. But there is a limited amount of sparks of divine energy embedded in various locales. Once they have been sublimated and elicited and extracted, then there is no point in being in that particular place, because whatever has had to have been accomplished has been accomplished. Time to move on. So here the Rebbe draws a powerful life lesson, and that is sometimes in life we invest ourselves into various projects and so on, and the question becomes, when is the time to move on? And the answer is when a person no longer sees impact or effectiveness in a particular area, it's time to move on, either because mission accomplished, or because I may not be the agent in this particular area and that's why I'm not succeeding. And therefore, I should be flexible and fluid and move on to the next thing. So the secret to knowing to move on is always measured by the same metric, and that is impact and effectiveness. Am I having an impact? Am I being effective in this relationship, in this environment, in this work that I'm doing? And if the answer is yes, I continue. If the answer is no, then it's time to move on from there. That's the takeaway from the Torah portion of today. Lastly, we have the mitzvah of in the Rambam today, actually, how appropriate the Rambam is talking about the laws of the blowing of the shofar and the prayers on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which is, of course, around the corner. So it's providential. We're studying these laws now. And the Rambam talks about how, as we know, the fundamental and essential theme, he doesn't talk about this explicitly, but we know from the mystics that the fundamental theme of Rosh Hashanah is the acceptance of God as our monarch, as our king, which means the acceptance of God's sovereignty over us in a complete manner. And Maimonides says this is reflected in the prayers, particularly in the prayer that with which we conclude the section of Zichronot, remembrances, on Rosh Hashanah in the Musaf prayer, with the Shema Yisrael, Hear, O God, Hear, O Israel, sorry, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Rambam says that is the culmination of the way we declare our commitment to God. So the Rebbe asks, the statement Shema Yisrael is more about a statement of God's oneness. It's not really a statement of commitment to God's sovereignty. So why is that the culminating verse in the liturgy on Rosh Hashanah, in the section that talks about commitment to God? There's no mention of us, actually, in that verse. It's all about God, His oneness. The Rebbe answers that the ultimate commitment to God comes when we realize that there's an absolute oneness between the Creator and His creation. So what ultimately engenders commitment in every area of our life is when we understand that God's presence is embedded everywhere, and His oneness is the source of an all-encompassing commitment to Him, such that it permeates every area of life, every environment, every experience is all impacted and informed by this consciousness of oneness. And with that, I bid you a not only a great day, but a great month. And may we all utilize the special energy of this month, the month of Elul, to its fullest. I'd also strongly recommend acquiring a book called 60 Days by Rabbi Simon Jacobson. You can find it at a website called meaningfullife.com. It's an excellent, excellent book that goes through all the 60 days, starting today through the end of the holidays of Tishrei. Each day there are life lessons unpacking of the particular energy of that particular day. Strongly recommend that. Thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting at Jewish.tv, that is Chabad.org's Facebook page. Please join us there, and please be sure to share today's daily dose of Torah and wherever you might be with all your friends. Thank you for checking in. Make it a great day.